Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Vicki of the Way Podcast, the one with the golden dove. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But before we begin today, I'd like to give a shout out to those who listen to the Way Podcast, the underscore way underscore podcast with Vicki. That's the one with the golden dove. God bless my listeners in Denver, Longmont, Colorado Springs, Ann Arbor, Alma, Detroit, Benton Harbor, San Jose, San Francisco, Compton, Ballyhoe, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Orlando, Palm Harbor, Tampa, St. Cloud, Miami, Naples, Seattle, Port Orchard, Munster, Leinster in Ireland, England, Alberta, Ontario, New Brunswick, Australia, Nigeria, Russia, Germany, Mexico, Poland, Thailand, Uganda, Virgin Islands, Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, Africa, Netherlands, Sweden, and Ukraine. God bless all my listeners. Today, we're going to go into 1 Timothy chapter 1. Got your Bibles? Here we go. Okay, 1 Timothy. Oh, well, let me give you a second to get your Bible. Okay, this was a message to Timothy. That was Paul's son in faith, whom he asked to stay in Ephesus while he went on to Macedonia. He requested Timothy to inform those who were teaching something other than the good news to stop and don't listen to fables and endless genealogies. Okay? He wanted Timothy to clear things up. What was happening was that the Jewish teachers were trying and seeking to bring the Christians back under the law of Moses. Paul said endless genealogies because among the heathen were endless tales of offsprings of numberless gods. The Jewish people took pride in ancestors. So Paul warned against this and told Timothy to teach the essentials of the Christian faith. And that in Christ there is no difference. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So, do back up in verse 3, charge some that they teach. Well, these were Judaizing teachers who were constantly seeking to bring Christians back under the law of Moses. And no other doctrine in verse 3 is, they were basically talking about that no other doctrine than those of the gospel of the New Testament. The doctrine teaching the law of Moses or the old covenant is not and should not be brought into and made a part of the new covenant. It is not to be taught. Let me say that again. It is not to be taught. In verse 4, where they talk about fables, neither give heed to fables. Fables are anything delivered by word of mouth, legendary tales, as opposed to historic accounts. Moving on to verse, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies. Endless, boundless, infinite, something that can't be settled. Genealogies is basically a record of lineage. Among the heathen were endless tales of offspring of numberless gods. In other words, they went back, Zeus is my father, Zeus, Zeus is this, or he's my great uncle or great great uncle, and then they go off and name somebody else, the whole lineage of gods, whether or not they were actually from the lineage of these gods is unknown. Heathen, a person who does not believe in God of the Bible, a pagan. The Jews and Samaritans, which were Jewish, took great pride in their ancestors. Paul warned against this, and you can see all of that in 2 Corinthians 5:16, 2 Corinthians 11:22, Philippians 3:4 through 6. Okay. For the Christians, let me see. He says, in Christ, there is no difference. And he explains this in Corinthians and Colossians. Okay. When you talk about where is it? Which minister questions? He actually, what he's saying is that it means disputing. It brings up disputes that causes strife and division among the parties, rather than godly edifying. The Greek term translates as the dispensation of God, which is in faith. Okay, moving along, verse 5. Now the end of commandment. Now the end of the commandment is charity. Out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. End means the design of the commandment is love. Charity, another word for charity in the Bible, is love. That is, fables and genealogical questions lead to strife and debate. And the dispensation of God leads to love through faith. Charity, as I said before, is love. And as you know, there are blessings of love. One, if you have a pure, you need a pure heart. Two, a good conscience. And three, a faith unfeigned. Or another word for that is a sincere faith. Conscience. The Bible speaks of different kinds of conscience. Can you name the conscience that 1 Timothy 1:5 is speaking about? Here are some kinds of conscience spoken of in the Bible. Again, which is 1 Timothy 1:5 speaking of? There's the awakened conscience, seared conscience, purged conscience, or the pure conscience. Also, a weak, defiled, witnessing, good, convincing, or healthy, satisfied, evil conscience, or a perfect conscience. Which conscience are they speaking of in 1 Timothy? Email me, Dickie. At VickyTroopMinistries.org. Email your answer. I have something for you. Verse 6. From which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangling. Swerved, the Greek word means to miss or mark to fail. Vain jangling. Here, the Greek word means empty arguments. Many words with little sense, and that sense not worth hearing. As I look at verse 6, I'm looking at some of the words, and basically I'm thinking about, some of the people have missed the mark, or failed and turned aside, or erred with arguments that are nonsensical. In other words, they're nonsense. They have arguments that are nonsense. Now, I'm looking outside, and there seems to be a storm coming up, so I don't know if you'll hear that in the background. But let's go on to verse 7. desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Verse 8. Well, let's go back to verse 7. Desiring. Let's give a definition of desiring. Most of you already know. The Greek word for desiring means wish or desire or will. This is talking about the emotional element that leads to consequent action, and in which the natural impulse is stronger than the reasoned resolve. In other words, in which the natural impulse is stronger than the reasoned result. In other words, if you come up with something, the impulse to do something other than what is reasonable. By verse 8, but we know that the law is good, if man use it lawfully. 9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. What is a righteous man? Go back to verses 2 and look through verse 9. Okay? Verse 10. Well, in verse 9, we know that if you are born again, this law is not for you. The Mosaic law is not for you. For you are a righteous man. This verse goes on to list the evil things that the unrighteous does and who the law is for. Verse 10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. That's verse 10. The Mosaic law in verse 10 made for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, sinners, and unholy and profane. That's what it said, okay? Murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, manslayers. That means not only slayers of men, but slayers of people, people who kill people, okay? Whoremongers, people who defile themselves, liars, people who perjure themselves, and anything else that's contrary to the sound doctrine of Jesus Christ. That's what that's saying. Now, we have covered from verses 1 to verse 10. Next time, we'll cover chapter 1. Verses 11 through 20. Okay, I wanted to share with you the complete Jewish study Bible, 1 Timothy 1 through 10. Here we go. From Saul, an emissary of the Messiah Yeshua, by command of God, our deliverer, and the Messiah Yeshua, our hope. To Timothy, a true son, because of your trust, grace, mercy, and shalom from God the Father and the Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. As I counseled you when I was leaving for Macedonia, stay on in Ephesus so that you may order certain people who are teaching a different doctrine to stop. Have them stop devoting their attention to myths and never-ending genealogies. These divert people to speculating instead of doing God's work, which requires trust. The purpose of this order is to promote love from a clean heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere trust. Some, by aiming a myth, have wandered off into fruitless discussions. They want to be teachers of the law, but they understand neither their own words nor the matters about which they make such emphatic pronouncements. We know that the law is good, provided one uses it in the way that the law itself intends. We are aware that the law is not for a person who is righteous, but for those who are heedless of law and rebellious, ungodly, and sinful, wicked and worldly, for people who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for sexually immoral, both heterosexual and homosexual, slave dealers, liars, perjurers, and anyone who acts contrary to the sound teaching. This is Vicki. See you next time.